too.
Say a great big thank you to all the Augusta staff and of course our students who have just made this the most wonderful week ever. Thank you so much. Give yourselves a big hand. You know, as teachers, you know, we think we're teaching, but let me tell you, we learn a lot from our students. I learned a lot of new chord arrangements. Those of you who are in my class know what I'm talking about, right? Well, you know, Whit and Kenny, they've been teaching fiddle and banjo this week, but Whit is an excellent fiddler as well, and Kenny is just a great banjo player, too, so we're going to give each of them a chance to show you. And we're going to do a Doc Boggs song. Like Walt Kokin, we'll say that this might be on our next CD. Who knows? And this song is called The Prodigal Son. It's a story from the Bible.
Yeah.
last night, Cousin Curtis, or I think it was Jeff Seitz, was talking about Cousin Curtis saying mandolin was some foreign word for out of tune. I'm thinking that it might be banjo, but I'm not sure. Oh, I have a little bug friend. Go away.
That's English for out of
tune. Oh, that's English. Okay. Different language. All right. Let's just get this fly away from me. Everyone knows how much I love insects. Ah! I bought a bracelet from one of the student craft things, and I just thought it was so great until Whit pointed out it had a spider on it, you know, in the inlay, and I was just mortified. Son.
Probably wondered why Paul is wearing these really funny looking shoes here, these old saddle Oxfords.
Right now.
It should be pretty apparent here. Okay, we'll play an old tune called Boatsman here. Have Paula step a few. No, this is an Ed Haley tune. See if I can play it. They're hard. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Paula Brad. Nice shoes, Paula. Paula Bradley, Whit Mead, Kenny Jackson, the Rhythm Rats. If you'd like to hear more from them, Kenny will be involved in the fiddle workshop tomorrow, right? You're in the fiddle workshop tomorrow? Kenny's in the fiddle workshop. Whit will be in the banjo workshop, and they'll be playing for the dance tomorrow evening along with the Ilmo boys. And if you'd like to hear them over and over and over again in the privacy of your own home, they have a cassette tape. Most of the artists performing this evening, as well as the other concerts this week, do have recordings. George Shuffler actually has an incredible cross-picking tape, which I highly recommend, and have an autographed copy of my own at home. It's for sale in the lobby. So check that out during the intermission, which will be coming up in a little while. As you may know, Augusta records all of these concerts, and then they're all edited together into a concert souvenir. Next year, in celebration of our 25th anniversary, Augusta is going to be putting out its first CD recording, which will be the concert souvenir, the collection of live recordings from all these concerts throughout the summer. Actually, it's a total of 11 concerts. This is the 11th concert in the last 5 weeks. So at any rate, all of these things are being recorded. If you'd like to order an advanced copy of the concert souvenir, you can take care of that in the lobby. And I certainly hope there'll be some yodeling on this. Wouldn't you think there ought to be some yodeling on this? That's my big hint here. Did someone say something about yodeling? I think somebody did. How many of you are here for Tuesday's concert? Now that was some MC work, if you ask me. I think Bruce Bettler did a bang-up job. I think every MC should be required to yodel. That's my... It's one of those obscure qualifications for the job. Anyway, this is a song I've had some requests for, and since we have a few minutes here, written ready for Hazel. Seems like everywhere I go, the people say to me, what we want to know is, can you yodel a dee? It's a sin to tell a lie, so I say to them, I say yes, indeed I do. For miles and miles around, you can hear them say, oh, that crazy sound, a little yodel goes a long way. Now let me tell you about a girl who I once knew. She was sweet and pretty and she was a little lady too. I loved her and I asked her if she loved me too. She said, yes, indeed I do. 4 miles and miles around, you could hear her say, oh, that crazy sound, a little old goes a long way. Now late one night I met a man and he said to me, I can't sleep cause all I hear is your lady. Do you know what time it is, you crazy fool? I said, yes, indeed I do. 4 miles and miles around, you could hear him say, oh, that crazy sound, a little road goes a long way. A little a little yoruti, o loti, 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 a little yoruti, o loti, o loti, o loti, o le, o lo, o le, o loti, a little yoru. Goes a long way. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. It's my great pleasure to introduce this next act. I mentioned earlier in the concert there are people in tonight's performance that have literally changed the shape of American music, and I think that can very honestly be said of this next performer. Hazel Dickens is an icon in the world of bluegrass, old time, and original music. She was one of the pioneers of bluegrass music and one of the first female singers to rise to the front of the band and take charge as a vocalist. As a songwriter, she's been renowned across the country. As an artist, she's been acknowledged as one of the main influences on many of today's country stars. Some of you might have seen a television special about the Judds, and Hazel and Alice, Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens were singled out as influences on their careers. Currently the number one song in the nation, a recording by Lynn Morris of Mama's Hands, that song was written by Hazel Dickens. It's nominated for Song of the Year by the IBMA. She's a wonderful singer, a great songwriter, a real inspiration. Let's make her welcome Hazel Dickens.
West Virginia, oh, my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home. Been years now since I left there, and this city life's about got the best of me. I can't remember why I left so free, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to see, but I can sure remember where I come from. Virginia, oh, my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home.
To introduce you to my orchestra. Tracy, John, and Paul. Thank you.
You gonna call Jenny out on this one?
I'd also like to call a friend of mine out here, and she's been an instructor for many of you and for many years, my friend Jenny Hawker, to sing with me on this. Sit down. This is a song that I wrote about my mother and me, and it's been the top of the bluegrass charts now for 5 months. It will be in September, and stands a very good chance of winning Song of the Year. Get my pick on you.
I said goodbye to that plane.
with just a few old clothes that made the round. I knew I was leaving a lot of things that were good, but I thought I'd make a break while I still could. As I look back to wave once more to Mama crying in the door for me and for what the world might have in store, for she knew I'd never be her little girl no more. She was drifting back to another time when she was young and hoped to find a better life than what her mama's had been. And it was hard to let go of mama's hand, my mama's hand. Thank you. Two babes were born in the self-same town on the very self-same day. They laughed, they cried in their mother's arms in the very self-same way. Oh, they both were young and innocent as falling flakes of snow. Oh, but one lived in the terraced house and one in the streets below. Oh, the children laughed and the children played in the very self-same town. Oh, but one had curls brushed smooth and round, and the other had tangled hair. The children had grew up in ways as other children grow. Oh, but one lived in a terraced house and one in the streets below. Two women lay dead in the self-same town, and one had tender care. But the other was left to die alone on a pallet thin and bare. Oh, one had many to mourn her loss, but the other few tears did flow. For one lived in the terraced house and the other in the streets below. If Jesus should come to the earth again in his wondrous holy love, if he took these sisters in his arms and carried them above, then all the difference would be vanished there, for in heaven none would know which one had lived in the terraced house and which one in the streets below. I'd like you to make welcome now two ladies that Jenny's already been out here, but I'd like you to also make welcome Carol Elizabeth Jones to the stage, please. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
I just saw you a little while ago. Excuse me. This is a song that I wrote a couple years ago, and I've been singing it out a little bit. but this will be the first time at Elkins. And when Jenny's around, I always get her to sing one of the parts. So we grabbed Carol Elizabeth this week and taught her the other one. So I wrote this from a true piece that I read in one of the minutes that come from the Primitive Baptist Church. And it was a wife of one of the deacons in the church, and he had died, and she was very lonely, and she began talking about how much the songs, the old songs, had meant to her. And it just really touched my heart, because they've always meant a lot to me. And I felt without them, I don't know where I would be. And she seemed to feel that way too. She said she seemed to get more out of as much out of the old songs as some preachers did out of the preaching. And I really identified with that. It's called I Love to Sing the Old Songs.
Oh, I love to get my old book out and sing the old songs again, like a dear old friend. They comfort me through my joys and through my pain. Yes, I love to sing the dear old songs that I've sang down through the years. Like, heart, don't you hear the turtle dove? Oh, I sang since I was but three. The bear of prayer, my native home, I sang when I was quite young. The dear old songs, the dead old songs, have stood by me for so long. Oh, my passing years have not been kind, my dimming eyes. Road to home.
Hazel has been saving back some awfully good songs. And this one she just pulled out on us, I think, Wednesday night. So I don't learn words that fast.
You'll persevere, I know you. I pulled things on you at the last minute before.
So. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe not near future, but because we're just gathering material, but I hope to do a record with these two ladies. And Well, we are gathering material, and you know how picky I am. But as soon as I sang this, a little bit of this, I was actually thinking of doing it as an unaccompanied song on my set. And Jenny says, no, we got to do that. We have to record that. So maybe we will. I can't see those words.
I will tell a sad, sad story. I'm gonna tell a story true about an old forsaken lover and my heart broke sad and blue. It was on one summer morning. It was on a day so clear. He sailed across that lonesome ocean from this girl he loved so dear. How I miss you, how I miss you, how I wish that you were here, for you're my own forsaken lover, and my heart is sad and dreary. And my heart is sad and drear. Here where my mingle would lie sleeping, here where my rippling waters glide, I fall down for your bride. My life is like a stormy cloud bank where no sun ever shines through. My eyes have never been dry one moment since that warship sailed with you, since that warship sailed with you. Oh, I miss you, how I miss you, how I my
Michael Dickens, Carol Elizabeth Jones, and Jenny Hawker. Beautiful music. All three of these women will be participating in the traditional singing styles workshop tomorrow at 3 o'clock across the street. We're going to take a little break here, take an intermission. The Augusta store is open. Restrooms are downstairs and down the hall. We'll be back in 15 minutes.